Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, Guy Sturdy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Bolin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stu Bolin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nays. Rice reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Rice moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to home to get Rice. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Sturdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Falk steals second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Bolin reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. O'Neill moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. O'Neill scores. Bolin scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sturdy hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. McCurdy moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Com reaches second base with a double. McCurdy scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Com scores. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Miller reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nays. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Nays steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nays scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clancy moves to third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bolin for the out. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Com reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nays who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sturdy hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Com bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Hunfield steals third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Hunfield scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nays, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCurdy moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield strikes out. There goes McCurdy. The throw from O'Neill and McCurdy is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Stu Bolin. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.